Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the glorious eastern coast of Australia to the darkest corner of your greatest fears. Prepare yourself for terrifying tales of yaois, UFOs, paranormal anomalies, and much more. Nothing is impossible, and nothing is off limits. Welcome to Believe the Night Shift with your host, Cade Moyer.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. It is a pleasure to be with you wherever you may be joining us from. We are broadcasting live to YouTube, so if you are watching live, let us know what you think of the new and improved live show setup. We've got chats on the screen. We've got things going on everywhere. I think it looks really, really fantastic. My name's Cade Moore, and I'm your tour guide on tonight's journey. And if you wish to join me, I do have an open line for you. So the open line phone number is right there on the screen. It's 0730403096. And you can call in and share your encounter, or let me know if you have any thoughts on the weird and the unusual that is going on in the world today. So, guys, we are back at it again with the live shows, and we have gone back to the video formats. We had a lot, and I mean a lot of feedback from people saying that they preferred the video. So absolutely despise the audio-only version. So you guys, you demanded it and you got it. So be sure to let me know what you think. We are having a little bit more fun with these live shows now. So if you are interested in watching the replay of this, is of course it will be available to every Believe Plus member a day or so after the actual broadcast happens. So if you miss out on that, head over to believepod.com/plus, become a member. It's only $5 a month, and you get access to all 50 previous call-in shows, and I think about half of them will have video attached to them now. So if that's up your alley, definitely go check it out. Guys, I do want to know where you're from, because we might be taking this show on the road sooner than you may think. So, guys, if that's something you're interested in, let me know. I know we have a lot of Sydney-based listeners out there. So if you're a Sydney-based listener, let me know. If you do see some funny green stuff happening to my hat, it's because under here is green. So didn't really think too hard about that one. So we'll get that right for the next one. But overall, I think we look pretty good tonight. So guys, tonight the lines are open. So if you do want to call in and share an encounter, I know we've had a couple of people try to get in on the last couple of call-in shows, but haven't been able to. One, the calls are kind of just been, the line's either been busy or we've had a guest on. So if you are interested in calling in and sharing your story, please do, because I would love to hear all about it. We are coming up to the end of season 17 of the podcast, which means we'll be coming up for a little bit of a break. But if you are a Believe Plus member, you're going to be getting a whole bunch of bonus little podcasts in that downtime. So that's going to be really, really cool. I'm going to be doing a podcast about some of my favorite UFO encounters, some of my favorite paranormal encounters, just some of my favorite weird and odd things in the world. So if you're interested in that and you're a Believe Plus member, boy, you got some treats coming your way. And of course, we have the AI horror stories. And essentially what that is a bunch of AI robots have written some horror stories, and I've narrated them. So I'm going to be releasing those as well. And those are really, really tiny little episodes. I think they only go for about 5 or so minutes each, but they are, you know, it's really fun. I like the world of AI, and I'm really intrigued to see where it goes, because I can assure you that I am a avid AI user. I use it basically on the daily, probably a couple of hours at a time, to be honest. It is actually really beneficial for my type of workflow for the things that I do. And I'm a really, really big advocate of it. So maybe that can be a bit of a talking point tonight. If you have any opinions on AI or anything like that, I'd love to get some other people's point of views on it, because I say full steam ahead. Anything that kind of makes my job a little bit easier, I'm all for. But I do know that's a very narrow mindset when it comes to that kind of world, because I guess a lot of people are probably a little bit on the fence about AI. I get it. But I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be as scary as what everyone thinks. I don't think we're near... What do they call it in Terminator? Skynet or something like that? I don't think we're at Skynet levels yet. but you never know. You never know. So look, guys, I want to go through a couple of UFO kind of news stories that I saw recently. And one of them is really particularly interesting, which kind of goes into the world of the UFO report that was recently dropped, because it kind of seems like there may have been some deceitful activity going on with the report. I don't know if it's a report, but it might be the annual. Let's call it the annual report, because that's the easiest way I can kind of understand it. So this actually came from the Daily Mail, and it depends on like your opinion of the Daily Mail, but this was an actual legit piece, and it was extremely factual. They spoke about this on the Weaponized podcast, and I don't know if any of you guys listen to that. It's definitely worth checking out. It's got Jeremy Corbell and George Knapp. They're the two hosts on there. And essentially, I'll read out a couple of snippets from this Daily Mail article. But essentially, it's going to be talking about a couple of people. So Jay Stratton and Travis Taylor. So these two people basically created the report that went to, the government about the UFOs and things like that are going on. And it came out that there were some things in there that was stated as fact that they didn't actually put in the report, and they're pretty pissed off about it. So I'm going to go through this, and again, I do apologize, because I'm fairly illiterate when it comes to reading, and I kind of get everything jumbled up a little bit, but bear with me. The inside story of a 2019 UFO investigation by two top former intelligence officials was revealed in a jaw-dropping talk in a conference in Los Angeles. And I believe this is called AlienCon or something like that. A lot of the really, really big names in the world of UFOs, like Ancient Aliens and all that type of crap. You find all these people go to this type of conference, but they did get these two really, really big names. The former head of the government's UFO task force, Jay Stratton, and his chief scientist, Travis Taylor, who is from the Skinwalker Ranch TV series, and he's been on Ancient Aliens for a lot of other types of things, but give that guy a Google. This guy, You've seen him everywhere on TV when it comes to UFOs, and he was the guy that helped write the report. So for me, that was mind-blowing. So basically, they spilled the secrets of their official probe into a swarm of objects that buzzed around a fleet of 8 Navy ships off the U.S. West Coast in July of 2019. And the footage that I'm referring to, and I'm going to just assume that kind of everyone's seen this footage. It's night vision footage. It's kind of shot straight up in the air. And all it is basically they see these triangle pyramid types of craft floating above these U.S. Navy ships. So speaking at AlienCon on March 5th, Stratton and Taylor said that their investigation left them fearing Russia or China could have achieved incredible drone battery technology, but ruled out quadcopters launched from submarines that somehow evaded the Navy's best radar just miles from the mainland. You just listened to a preview of a Believe Plus episode. If you want to listen to the entire episode, head on over to believepod.com/plus and become a member today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.